Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm going to pop in here for a couple minutes. I can say hello to you. Mr. Wonstadt.
Dave Wonstadt.
I see light mango.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
Super Bowl 27. The Bills and the Cowboys, and we're delighted to have you with us.
Every game starts out pretty fast, but then at some point, the game slows down and becomes just another game.
Coach called a blitz. Kenny, it's your turn. I really like blitzing.
Two receivers right, Kelly back to throw.
Kind of went airborne and reached out to grab Jim Kelly.
Having trouble getting away, and he is acting as if he's hurt. He got hit right on that bad right knee as Ken Norton came shooting through.
Well, this is a strategic blitz. You're going to see what happens here. Norton just picks the right spot. Davis is supposed to pick him up. Watch Jim Kelly's left knee. Dallas not known as a particularly big blitzing football team, but they catch him in a dead spot here. This Dallas defense under Jimmy Johnson, Dave Wonstadt, who becomes the Chicago Bears football coach.
There's Wonstadt on lower right
with the mustache.
Looks like Bill Cowher, the Pittsburgh coach, a little bit, doesn't he?
And Ditka likes it. What kind of a guy is this?
Form is something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Absolutely.
It's 5 o'clock here.
Right here.
And 5 o'clock on Thursdays during football season means our beloved coach Dave Wonstadt.
Come on now.
It is 5 o'clock. You know, we moved this show used to be at 4, and because we started at 5 o'clock, and generally I'm sipping a Bradshaw bourbon, they decide to move it to 5.
Yeah, man. Ryan Porth, you got any bourbon for Coach
Wonstadt? No. You know what? I had one in my hand. I talked to Terry this week. We will get Terry on the show at some point. He's got a new company now, so his old company, I don't know what happened to it, but he's a case is on the way for me. Okay, so we'll have some new brand bourbon in here.
You know, look, the morning show, Mully and Haw, they have morning Wani, and I enjoy morning Wani. I think most people do, but afternoon Wani is my favorite Wani. I mean, it always has been. So you know, we're going to get a chance this year to relax and do what we do with the coach, right, Lawrence? I mean, talking games and previewing and also just hanging out. It's going to be good.
It's a lot of fun. Our segment with Dave Wonstadt is brought to you by Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape. And we'll have picks a little bit later on. Troy Aikman is going to join us at 5:20. What's the beginning of the season like for you? You love football more than anyone I know. So what's this like as we get ready to open up another NFL season?
Well, every coach, you know, and hopefully every player, and every fan, rightfully so. I mean, they truly believe that that their team is a playoff team, a potential Super Bowl team. I hate to say the word Super Bowl, but, you know, the old saying, if you can get into the playoffs, you know, you're one play away from the next one and then getting into the Super Bowl. So I think every organization, every city right now is truly feeling, even though we know that there's probably about 8 or 10 teams that are real big-time contenders, every team, even the bottom teams, are optimistic that, hey, you know what, it's kind of funny because the coaches, you know, you draft these kids and, when you get them in, you say, wow, I didn't realize, you know, Lawrence is a little quicker than I remember him when we drafted him.
He really is.
And Spiggs, you see him come off the ball? I don't remember that. So every, you know, all of a sudden all your players become faster and bigger and stronger. And that's the fun part about it, obviously. If you're not excited this time of year, you never will be. So it's all good. And, you know, now there's no turning back now. You got to go play the damn games.
Yeah, game on. And what you're giving voice to, this idea that every team can have that feeling. Yep. The NFL historically delivers that. There's always a few teams that didn't make the playoffs that make it the next year. Turnarounds happen, and they can happen quick in the NFL.
Almost, it's, you know, that's one of the big bets out there, right? Who's going to be the last place team in the conference to win their division? I'm sorry, last place team in their division to win their division. And there's usually one or two every year that fall into that category. So, we'll see. It's exciting. And the Bears, you know, they're going to be under the spotlight, the national spotlight, right off the bat, obviously, with Monday Night Football.
We got three games at night and the full Sunday afternoon slate before that. Lawrence has been calling it dessert on Monday night when we finally get the Bears. This game tonight, Nick Sirianni is not letting the Eagles players be involved in the ring and banner ceremony before this game tonight. He's going to have them stay back in the locker room, trying to set that mindset to go after it again as a repeat. You lived that in Dallas. What do you think about that?
You know what? I don't have a problem with that at all. I mean, the players at this point, you know, they're doing their last minute things, their rituals. Football players and coaches are very routine, you know. In other words, we know what we have to do Monday to be ready, you know, 7 days later, 6 days later to play a game. So every moment, every hour of every day is kind of laid out what your plan is to work. And it's the same way when you get into the locker room. You know, coaches have their routine. Players have their warm-ups as far as how many throws I'm going to throw to the right and to the left and how many deep balls. So, you know, for them to have to stand out there and go through this ring ceremony, you know, that's that would mentally kind of throw a lot of those guys out of their normal routine, knock them out of sync a little bit. I could see where, heck, I wouldn't want to be part of it either, you know?
And Jalen Hurts has kind of been saying throughout camp, like, it's great. We're happy. That ring doesn't matter right now. Like, now it's, can we go and win the next one, and trying to get themselves ready for what should be a really interesting season, and an interesting season in the NFC East, too. Like, that move last week with Micah Parsons and how it affects not just the Cowboys, but how it affects the Bears, because now Micah Parsons is playing for Green Bay. I know he's got the back issues. He might have to take a shot.
That's crazy. That would scare me to death if I'm, you know, Green Bay. And all of a sudden, you got to get an epidural. I mean, that's not like, I mean, that's a serious thing. That means spinal cord. That means nerves. You know, the whole bit. We've all had neck and back injuries. I mean, if you go for an epidural, there's something going on. So that would concern me if he's got to do that, not having any training camp basically at all.
Does this make Jerry look a little better in making that deal?
Heck yeah, it does. Heck yeah, it does. I mean, you know, not that Jerry knew anything.
He offered him.
But he'll say he did.
Jerry, on the record, said that he offered him more guaranteed money than what the Packers. So Jerry doesn't get off for this.
No.
Like, Jerry doesn't get to be like, oh, this big mega brain. No. He had offered Micah more guaranteed money than what the Packers did. So let's not act like he was some bleeping genius in this.
And he admitted that. He said, hey, and he used the word, I moved off my mark to make him the highest paid non-quarterback player in the National Football League. So, what you're saying is correct. There's no question about that. And, it didn't work out for whatever reason.
It feels like, just since we got there, it feels like Jerry Jones not that interested in building a winner. I don't know. Call me crazy, but it feels like he's pretty interested in building a spectacle and having something interesting and being decent.
Brown, well, I don't know about that. I wouldn't go that far. You know,
I just did, Coach.
Yeah, you just did. You know, the interesting thing is, I love this comment when they said, "How's it going to affect the rest of your football team whenever their contracts are up after, you know, going through this and watching Parsons go through it?" And he says, "I'll tell you what I'm going to tell him. Go talk to Dak." He says, Dak Prescott is the highest paid player in the whole National Football League. Go talk to Dak. Hmm. If you don't think I'll pay, in other words, you know, that's not true. So, and Jerry likes his guys. You know, I mean, Michael Irvin and Emmett, I mean, people say they're still on the payroll. They do stuff for him. I mean, if you're one of Jerry's guys, he takes good care of you down there. And I don't know where it went sideways, obviously, with the agent, with Parsons. And it's history now, you know. So we'll see what happens.
Coach, you're looking good in that Netflix documentary.
Yeah. Yeah.
There wasn't enough of you in it, well, but you're looking good in it.
I guess we didn't play any defense that year. I forgot, you know, I don't know who was the number one defense total, rushing, third down.
I think you know who it was.
I know who. I damn right know who it was. Okay?
It was you guys?
And we didn't have all they talked about was Charles Haley throwing helmets in the locker room. You know, that was the only defense in
the
love.
And almost hitting Jerry in the head with a helmet.
Yeah, that was the only love we really got. So,
you got a little bit of love on the defense against the Bills when you guys like just started wrecking them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, maybe.
A little bit.
But you know, the Tony Casillas's and the Kenny Norton's, I mean, there were so many great players that we had that really, you know, Leon Letts of the world that stepped up and in addition to Charles Haley. And anyway, it is what it is, you know.
What happens in your life when that documentary airs? Does your phone blow up with former players and coaches and pals?
No, I talked to a bunch. You know, I obviously talked to Jimmy, you know, pretty quick. He got a copy of it before it became public, you know, and we talked about it. But, you know, I called Tony Wise and I said, "Tony, did you see the thing?" And his comment was, "Why would I watch that?" You know, Tony's.
And he's Mr. TV.
Well, yeah, but he's very selective Mr. TV, okay?
Oh, he's the best.
He just soon watched the Blackhawks. He just soon watched the Blackhawks, sure. Or he's a New Yorker, watch the Yankees play baseball.
Or an old movie.
Or an old movie. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
And the work of Adam McKay. He's
coming,
a big fan.
He's coming in October. I don't know when, but
please bring him by.
We'll try to get by.
We love Tony, and Tony's great. Yeah. I had always liked Jimmy. And then having the chance to work with you, I'm like, man, I like Jimmy a little bit more. And then you introduced me to Norv, and I'm like, God, I like Norv a lot too.
Yeah.
Well, and I walked away from this being like, I really like Jimmy. Like, I like what what he stands for. I like what he's about. I like that he doesn't take any. I just really like that.
This is too late. He's the morning show guy. You know, I got all my guys that I bring around. Jimmy,
he's on the boat by now.
He was on the boat. I think he said, and it was early. He had the, because he gets up at 4:30. He's on the water before the sun comes up, and I called him the other day.
The boat is loaded. I've got the ice and the cold ones on it right now. And as soon as I get off this phone, I'm starting the engines and I'm going offshore.
That was the end of his hit with the morning show.
Yeah, and that's...
We got no shot.
Oh,
we know it.
God,
it.
But you know what? Turning back to the Bears a minute, the staff that we had, because you said, oh, you liked all these guys. We were all Tony Wise and I were assistants together at Pittsburgh, as was Jimmy and I. North Turner and I worked together at USC. So we were all kind of connected through, and that's kind of what the Bears have now. You know, I've been up to practices there, And when you Bill Johnson, you know, their senior defensive line coach, Bill was on our staff at University of Miami, the Hurricanes, the championships. And then, you know, talking to Ben and Dennis Allen, you know, those everybody's either tied in through New Orleans, tied in through the Miami Dolphins, or tied in through Detroit. And that's what you got to have. You know, because in an old expression, boy, you don't want to take a job and have to coach your coaches. You know, by coach your coaches, it means spending time telling them, you know, how we're going to do things, the tempo, we don't want to walk, whatever those little things that can really, you know, put a wet blanket on a good practice. You eliminate those things if everybody's been together and we all know how we're going to do things, and you go do your job.
Coach knows everyone, and one of the people that he knows, he has given us access to. We're going to take a timeout. Troy Aikman is going to join us next here on The Score.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jared, do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Did you know that Troy Aikman in only 6 years has passed for 16,303 yards?
Do you know bees and dogs can smell fear?
Troy Aikman.
Troy had all the baddest girls in the world at the time, all the country music girls. I was like, man, come on, man.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I played professional football. That I was able to do so with so many great players and coaches and win 3 world championships and wind up here today with all these great men in gold jackets. Well, it's almost too much to believe. I am humbled to be welcomed to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and I thank you.
6-time Pro Bowl quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
Now we got a championship game. This is what it's all about. The losing team is out. The winning team goes to the Super Bowl.
Aikman quickly. The pass to Harper.
Harper off to the races.
That was a heck of a throw by Troy Aikman. And here's Dave Wannstedt right here, and he gets to relax down there now. He's had the number one defense all year. But doggone it, you've got to get to the Super Bowl too, and they did that.
Three-time Super Bowl champion.
Troy Aikman. Aikman's previous two Super Bowls, over 70% completion rate, a record for the Super Bowl. 27-17, Dallas, the champions again.
Super Bowl MVP.
Troy Aikman, you and the Dallas Cowboys just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to Disney World!
Analyst for Monday Night Football.
There's not a lot of positives, and Bears fans know it, but Kyler Gordon is one of them, and I've enjoyed watching him in the year that he's had. He's one of the better nickel corners that I've seen in the league.
Troy Aikman with Spiegel and Holmes.
It's always been Roy. I didn't think Troy could get shortened, but but it did, yeah.
On 670 The Score.
On Monday night, he will be with our friend Joe Buck calling Bears Vikings. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Dave Wannstedt here with us, courtesy of Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape. Troy Aikman now joining us here on The Score. Troy, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Troy. Dave here. Hey, you know, I want our listeners here to appreciate how much we do having you come on. I'm sitting in my house 2 hours ago, and who's on ESPN TV? Troy. I walk out, and Tony's the same guy that I asked him if he watched the Netflix series, and he said, why would I do that, Troy? Okay, you know Tony. He says, why would I watch that? And he went on to something else. But I walk out, and he says, Troy, he's in New York visiting his brother. He said, I just listened to Troy on Mad Dog. And now here he is with us in Chicago. So
we're very appreciative, Troy.
We appreciate it, Troy, much. But
absolutely, absolutely. Been a busy day for sure.
Hey, a question, you know, obviously with the game, and the number one topic here is Caleb Williams. We all know that. With all your quarterback experience and doing games and watching quarterbacks all shapes and sizes and years, what would be a positive night in your mind? Year two, Caleb Williams going out there Monday night, where you could walk away and say, you know what, that was a good night for him. What would you? How would you kind of put that into football terms?
You know, it's a good question. It's a hard one to answer before you get into the game. I don't know that short of winning that anyone walks out feeling good, but yet I also know that there are those circumstances where you do come out of a ball game, even in defeat, and you say, wow, we showed some things, and this is something we can build on. But I think, Dave, just based on what I've seen of them in the preseason, obviously a new play caller, new head coach, different system, really both sides of the ball, what that might look like. But I think for Caleb, it's really handling – just the mechanics of the position and operating within the offense. I know pre-snap penalties, things of that nature, have been a bit of an issue. They had a lot of penalties last year as well.
Yep.
Cleaning a lot of that up. I've talked about it on some of these shows that I've been on. On the one hand, you've got Caleb, who's played against this Minnesota defense. He had some success last year against them. And so he has that to build on, but then he'll be doing it within a framework of a different offense, one that I think should be more quarterback friendly and should give him an opportunity to have more consistency and a higher level of success as he moves through the year. But nevertheless, it is going to be a challenging ball game for them. But how he handles all of what there's so much that goes into playing quarterback and playing it at a really high level. And a lot of it goes beyond just being able to simply throw a football. And so I think probably from my perspective, you know, what does all of that look like? And does this look like an offense that's going to be competitive and something that we really haven't seen a lot of offensively from the Chicago Bears in quite some time.
Troy, you kickstarted an education for us and our listeners last year on this show when you talked about wanting Caleb to be under center more. And we have seen him under center in training camp, and we've realized how that is so necessary to allow the run game to do what it does. And now the pass game obviously works off that. And you look at the Detroit offense the last 3 years, and everybody gets to eat. Everybody gets yards, and everything can work out when it does that. Is Caleb going to be smart enough early in the season to do what a Jared Goff has to do at a line of scrimmage for Ben Johnson in kind of deciding where to attack and kind of what play to go? Like we're excited to see him under center. We're excited to see the run game, but I don't know if he's going to be psychologically ready from the get-go to do everything he's got to do.
Well, I think from the one standpoint that there has been, and it's natural. I know when Norv Turner came to Dallas in my third year, everybody wanted our offense to look like the LA Rams and Jim Everett, and it wasn't realistic. And I don't know that the expectations are realistic as we go into this season based on, you know, Jared Goff had been in the league 5 years. He'd been to a Super Bowl. He'd been to a couple Pro Bowls. And so his maturation and his level of understanding what defenses were doing and what was required of the position was vastly different. And he played at a different level, of course, than what Caleb has in just his first year. And I think there are going to be a lot of similarities. It's a, you know, you don't completely overhaul the system, but you try to make it fit with the personnel that you have. Now, you know, when I talked about last year, Caleb being under center, it really probably had less to do with the run game, although there are a lot more options on what you're capable of doing within the run game when you do have a quarterback under center. But my reason for saying that last year was just to try to speed him up. And I think a lot of these quarterbacks that come out of college, there's not a real sense of urgency, and there's also not a real sense of timing in the way in which they throw the football. And we've seen the pendulum swing a little bit in the league to where we're seeing more offenses, really the whole Sean McVay tree, whether it's Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan. And then of course, what we've seen of Ben Johnson in Detroit, you're seeing run games married more with the play action game. And that was a big part of my success as a quarterback and our Cowboys teams. And so I think by putting him under center, running some play action, it forces him to just throw more on schedule and not have to rely so much on the off-schedule plays that he's effective with. But I just don't know how you can make a living in the NFL if you don't have a sense of timing and the receivers aren't expecting the football to come out at a certain time. And we saw it last year, 68 sacks. That Caleb took, and I'm a firm believer that, yes, when you get sacked a lot, usually the offensive line has a role in that. But typically, I view the sack totals as a quarterback stat more so than an offensive line. And if you're a quarterback, I've seen it from Tom Brady over the years, when he didn't have an offensive line and just simply refused to take a sack. You know, sack in so many ways is basically you might as well punt the football. You're not going to overcome it and pick up a first down. Not a turnover, but certainly kind of kills a drive. So there's got to be a sense for a quarterback that you're not going to take negative plays and you're not going to take sacks. And so that number has to improve dramatically. It should, one, because he's in his second year, but then also the improvements in the offensive line and the fact that Ben Johnson's going to be running a passing game that's not going to rely on Caleb Williams running around as much as he had to a year ago.
Hey, Troy, the other thing with this game that obviously that's a topic is the Brian Flores big pressure blitz defense. And, you know, there's an old coaching thing we used to always say, you know, and this is kind of a two-part question for you, get your thoughts on that. Let's pressure the old bad ones and pressure the new ones, the young ones, quarterbacks, that is, and then cover versus the real good ones. You know, that was kind of, but I remember, like Kansas City, when Matt Nagy was here, he wanted five out regardless of who the quarterback was, or if it was blitz, get five out and get the ball off. And I can remember when Norv was with me at the Dolphins, we went down and played the Cowboys, you know, on a Thursday night game, Thanksgiving Day. And Norv came in, and I, you know, I was doing the defensive thing, and he was doing the offense, and he came in, and he says, you know, this is going to – I said, hey, what's this Zimmer defense? Cowboys were number one in the NFL in blitz at that time. And he says, here's what I'm thinking. He says, I'm thinking that we're going to run one receiver routes and keep everybody in a block. I says, oh, really? I says, oh, okay, you know, if you think it'll work, you know. And we went out there. And Chris Chambers from Wisconsin, local kid here, you know, was our only – and we ran a lot of routes with one receiver. And we kept the tight ends and the fullback, everybody in the block. And Jay Fiedler was our quarterback. And, you know, we beat him by 2 touchdowns, I think, that night, you know, on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Your thought process on pressuring the young quarterbacks, you think that's a big deal in today's football? And two, what's been your philosophy as far as getting guys out or protecting? What would you rather have?
I would tell you, for me, Dave, I preferred getting 5 guys out. I just felt like I would know where the blitz was coming, and if we couldn't pick it up, I give me some options where I know where I can get the ball out and get it to someone who's running open. And, you know, you start trying to pack people in there and max protect, and then they show a look, but then they don't bring it. And you know, if you're running 1 or 2 receiver routes, those guys better be pretty good at creating some separation. I think you can get really stuck. And I, as a quarterback who wasn't as mobile as a lot of these guys, you know, I had to depend on my ability to just beat them with the football. But I think for this game with Caleb and what Brian Flores has shown, at least in Minnesota in prior years, is a little different from what he did in Miami. In Miami, he brought, you know, a lot of the zero blitzes to where he had no safety in the middle of the field and would bring one more than you were able to protect. And how was a quarterback then going to handle that? What I've seen more, especially last year, was a lot of blitzing on early downs, first and second downs, but it seemed to me like he was doing that more for run fits and just trying to hold up against the run. And they did. They were a top 5 run defense last year. Teams just had a hard time moving the football on the ground. They vary the looks on third downs, but typically they were only rushing 4 most of the time because he wanted to protect his corners and not give up any big plays. And it was pretty effective. So I do think that as a quarterback, when you're playing against a coordinator like Flores, he brings so many different looks, and trying to sort that out and know who's coming and who's got who, and it can confuse you. And for a young quarterback like Caleb, who hasn't been exposed to a lot of those types of things, and especially now in week 1 playing within a new offensive system, I would imagine he'll test him especially early and see how he holds up to that. But you know, I know there's been a lot of people talking about what Ben Johnson did in Detroit and Jared Goff against Minnesota. They were able to hit some big plays against them at times. I'm sure, that's what you'd like to do, and whether or not Chicago can take advantage of some of those opportunities, because there are some big plays to be had. We'll find out on Monday night, but that'll be the challenge for the Bears.
Hey, Troy, are the Packers the best team in the division now with Micah Parsons? I mean, what the hell, man? Bears fans are not pleased.
I like the Pack. I like the division in general. I mean, last year, gosh, you know, to go like Minnesota to go 14-3 and you don't even win the division. I mean, that tells you all you need to know. And so, but I do like the Packers. I believe that with the Lions, my question with the Lions is, of course, with losing their 2 coordinators, and that's important. I'm a big believer in coaching. I know how much it impacted my career and our teams. And we lost Dave after our first Super Bowl. We lost Norv after our second. And it just really wasn't ever quite the same. So you lose 2 guys in the same year. If anyone can hold it together, it's Dan Campbell. I got great appreciation for him. But that's going to be a challenge for the entire organization. But I do like the continuity of the Green Bay Packers. Matt LaFleur, what they do offensively, they've got a really good young team. And you know, Dave can relate to this, much like what Charles Haley was for us in 92 in giving us a legitimate, you know, pass rusher who could really change and tilt the outcome. Parsons certainly does that for a defense that really came on last year and played good football. But yeah, if I was picking right now as to who I like the best in that division, I would go with the Green Bay Packers. And this was even before Micah joined them, but now especially.
Troy, thank you so much for being gracious with your time. We really do learn a lot when you come on in Chicago. It's great having your perspective on what Caleb Williams is doing. And Joe Buck's our guy, so we love hearing you two guys continue to have that strong relationship on Monday Night Football. Thank you. Have a great call and rest your voice because you've been everywhere.
Hey, Troy, thanks,
hey,
buddy.
I appreciate it. I'm excited to get to Chicago. I love that town and really looking forward to kicking off the year there this season.
Bye. Thanks, Troy.
Thanks, Troy. We'll talk, buddy.
You bet, guys.
Thank you.
It's Troy Aikman.
Yeah, man. Lots of great stuff in there, for sure, and stuff we can bring back in further context. His fears about the Lions being, you know, relating to him losing Dave and Norv in successive years, and how it was never the same after that. That was impactful to hear.
Coach, we got to get your picks.
Okay.
Can I talk football here for a minute?
It's time for the Four Winds Forecast with Dave Wonstead.
Put your mouthpiece in, because here we go.
Presented by Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend.
All right, we're talking Troy Aikman. We're talking Dallas. I'm taking the Cowboys and the points. 8 points. Woo. 8 points tonight. Get on the Cowboys. Woo. I'm also taking, this must be home week for me, I'm taking the Miami Dolphins. Okay, I'm taking them. I like the Dolphins against Indy. I don't know what Indy is. Okay, I think the Dolphins are going to start fast. I'm really home week. I'm taking Pittsburgh. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm taking, you know, I was Justin Fields. I just think that Pittsburgh, here we come, right? Steel curtain. And then lastly, I'm with the Bears. I'm taking the Bears. I had to start the year off. I mean, I wouldn't be able to walk down Michigan Avenue to my condo if I didn't take them. But I do. I mean, I'm a big fan of Ben Johnson and Caleb and what they're doing up there.
That was the Four Winds Forecast every week with Dave Wonstead. Experience the excitement at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, and South Bend. With award-winning cuisine, the latest slots, a variety of table games, and luxurious hotels. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape.
Those are the most wantastic. Wantastic? The most wantastic picks. Home week for sure. You got Dallas.
I didn't think about that till I started looking at my picks. That's where my money's at. I will tell you that without even thinking that.
All you need is Buffalo where you coached, right?
Tampa, I coached a lot of
players. Oh, yeah, you coached Tampa.
I don't have that much
Dallas,
money.
Miami,
I don't have that much money to
Bears,
bet everywhere
Dallas,
I coach. Pittsburgh.
Dallas, Miami, the Bears in the hometown. That is just.
And you know what?
I'm riding with you, Coach.
Think about it. They're good picks.
I'm going to do the Wani parlay. I did it every week last year. I didn't do so good. But this year is going to be different, starting with this week.
It's going to be great.
I'm joining you, Coach.
As always, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thanks for connecting us with Troy Aikman. That is so awesome of you to do that.
Man.
He's fantastic. And Coach is ready, man. He is ready, from job to job to job to tell you about football.
Absolutely.
So big thanks to Dave Wonstead for being here.
Thank you.
Coach!
We need to take a break. And you're not going to believe who inside of my mentions saw Spieg set as a center.
Oh, no.
We'll share that with you next here on The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
That piece of garbage, Ellen DeGeneres.
That was today. We made the usual pivot in our number two from Olin Krutz to Stephen Sharippa of The Sopranos. And that was just... Sharippa was unbelievable.
I guess that me... pivoting also to the space Nazis was actually not a bad idea.
Oh, no, it worked
after
completely.
The Ellen DeGeneres and Robert De Niro crackbacks by Steve Sharippa.
I'm glad he didn't take down Captain Kirk, you know?
Yeah.
He could.
That's true.
Yeah.
Tonight, the Eagles host the Cowboys to kick off the 2025 season of Thursday Night Football. Coverage begins right at 6 o'clock. Like, Alex is like, hey, we're not messing around with you getting out of this show. We're going right to Westwood One.
It's because it's the NFL, man. The gangsters in Armani suits wait for nobody.
That's true.
Shout out to Giorgio Armani, by the way. R.I.P. Giorgio Armani, who invented the power suit.
And our guys, Mully and Haw, you should join the score. And Mully, just Mully,
yeah.
Out at Wild Fork tomorrow from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. in the West Loop location on South Halsted.
I don't know where that is.
There'll be a food truck on site plus an in-store scavenger hunt. What? For a chance to win a $150 Wild Fork gift card. That's tomorrow with Mully from 11 to 1 at Wild Fork in the West Loop.
A lot has gone on in this show. We played categories with the listeners as the contestants. I did my center stance and my setup and my first blocking stance for Olin Krutz in a moment that I regret a little bit, frankly.
I always try to warn you on these things.
I know.
So I reposted it because the score sent it out. And I believe my repost said, I begged him not to do this, which is true.
You did.
And I was not surprised because Olin also shared it on his socials.
Oh, boy. On the IG?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
And I got this notification that I think that you might find interesting.
I like to punch him in his face.
Yeah.
That's not what he said.
Punch him in his face.
Is it from Dermonte Dawson?
No.
Is it from Dwight Stevenson?
No.
Okay. Kevin Mawai.
You're getting warm.
Oh, no.
It's from Quentin Nelson.
Quentin Nelson, the all pro guard of the Indianapolis Colts.
Look, Quentin Nelson likes your reel.
Thank you. So I'm going to take that as Quentin Nelson likes my stance.
You should.
He's down for it.
And I imagine that either he saw it under Olin's or our guy JJ Stankovic maybe reposted it.
Oh,
but yeah,
probably Olin. He's got to follow Olin.
Quentin Nelson saw you set up,
dude. That
in pass protection.
That is that's amazing. That's like Bono hearing me sing or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So Quentin Nelson, I think it's time that I announce that I am going to take a job as the third string center for the Indianapolis Colts. I've had a good run here on the radio.
I don't think that's what what he was feeling when he liked it.
He liked it. That meant he approved of my technique.
That's a wrap.
No?
You know what? You got it. You got it. You got it, big dog.
Hopefully that means he was entertained by Olin breaking down my technique. I'm going to assume that's what that was.
I still think it's a win.
That's amazing.
I think it's a win that Quentin Nelson was after. Think about this. Oh, after man. Practice on game week, Quentin Nelson opened up his phone and went, oh, my God, what is this?
That guy doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Is that man in his 50s? What the hell's going on here?
He really needs to sink his hips.
That's
and
what he was thinking.
Move his elbows in.
Yeah.
Oh. Got a strike.
I learned.
All that good stuff.
Wow.
What a show we had today. First off,
Aaron Rodgers
thank
is
you
kind
all
of an ass, right? I don't know.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Thank you guys so much for coming out. We know that it's a pain in the butt to come to downtown Chicago in the middle of a week. But we really appreciate you guys coming through, and the love that you show the show is really heartfelt for us, man. So we appreciate you. Thank you so much. We got snacks, zebra cakes, Reese's.
Ashley.
Ashley coming through.
She never disappoints on the snack front.
Ooh, party cakes.
Oh, man.
These are going to be eaten and not stolen. That's the goal
for
us.
Thank you, Leslie.
So that we can have them.
Thank you, Leslie.
For Connor, for Rich Wyatt. Rich, thank you for putting up with our diva-like demands. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel. I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support. You show this show every single day. We will do our best to return the favor tomorrow after Cubs baseball. Thank you so much for listening to today's version of Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score. Football's next.
All right, I got to go here, guys. I got something.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.